Big Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
A Massachusetts doctor is making the startling claim that living with less oil can lead to longer, healthier lives. Since I think we're going to be facing oil shortages soon that will make gas lines of the 1970s look like cornucopia, I'm glad to hear that. Not only that, she says investments now can save $1.5 trillion, that's trillion with a T, $1.5 trillion every year on U.S. health expenditures. Few people have thought about what effect energy scarcity is likely to have on our health. When they do, mostly people talk about ways our present healthcare system may become crippled. Hospitals may not stay heated in the winter, and so on. Jill Stein is someone else. She's a former instructor in medicine at Harvard Medical School, and she co-founded the Massachusetts Coalition for Healthy Communities. On August 7th, she spoke at Goddard College in Plainfield, Vermont, and she didn't deny any of the challenges healthcare faces after peak oil. Instead, she focused on the big picture. Some of the worst chronic diseases in this nation afflict advanced industrialized countries in uniquely high numbers, Stein said. They're called the Western Disease Cluster, and they include diabetes, obesity, and cardiovascular disease. Alzheimer's may also be part of this cluster. The good news is, we know how to prevent them. When Stein was researching her book on environmental threats to healthy aging, she found that environmental factors have a huge impact on these chronic diseases. Lack of exercise is one big factor. Stein pointed out that the built environment often gets in the way of exercising. When you're surrounded by traffic, or roads are constructed with no place to walk, it's hard to get outside and exercise. On the other hand, exercise opportunities abound when life is designed for using less oil. You walk or bicycle to school, to work, to the store, and so on. We can change our built environment, make it more exercise-friendly now, because we want it to happen. Or we can find ourselves, in the not-too-distant future, walking and biking on our present roads, whether we want to or not, because of energy shortages. Food is also a big contributor to the chronic diseases Stein talked about: diabetes, obesity, heart disease, and Alzheimer's. She said that the Mediterranean diet can reduce your risk of getting all of these. Foods included in the Mediterranean diet are lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, olive or canola oil, and fish. Legumes like lentils are an important part of the diet, which is low in red meat. When you do eat red meat, it's important how it was raised, Stein said. Meat from pasture-fed animals contains high levels of omega-3 fatty acids. Good stuff. Meat from feedlots, not so much. The Mediterranean diet both prevents chronic diseases and can help people who already have them. Stein told of a randomized trial of people in the intensive care unit of a hospital after suffering a heart attack. Some were put on a Mediterranean diet. Others were given a different diet, which was also considered to be heart healthy. Over 5 years, those on the Mediterranean diet had 70% lower incidence of new heart attacks, a reduction she called incredible. What's the connection of the Mediterranean diet to peak oil and energy scarcity? Stein pointed to Cuba in the 1990s as a country-level laboratory on the health effects of reduced oil availability. The collapse of the Soviet Union left Cuba without its subsidized oil imports, and it couldn't afford to buy nearly as much oil on the world market. A tightening U.S. trade embargo also forced Cuba to become more self-sufficient. Cubans were forced to walk or bicycle more, and to do more outdoor work and food production, and eat local food. The diet? Low in red meat, high in fresh fruits and vegetables. And people got healthier, chronic diseases were reduced, and mortality dropped nearly 20% for all causes. Stein declared, "This is what health reform should look like." And that's the sort of health reform that can save real money. Getting rid of the environmental causes of chronic diseases, she said, can save $1.5 trillion every year if we make relatively small investments now. Sounds like a good deal to me. I'm Carl Ettinger, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.